The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Hello, Rolien Marx. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy Kayla. I'm splendid. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. All right, let's just find out, does Israel have a government yet?
We don't have a government, but I think we are getting closer and closer. So it's been quite an exciting day today. So today, at least about an hour or so ago, the 22nd Knesset was sworn in. Mm-hmm. And I know some people might be thinking, how could you swear in a Knesset if you don't have a government? Well, we do have members of Knesset. We just don't have a style of government yet. So that's still up for grabs. Anybody with an alternative suggestion is welcome.
A style of government, Rolien.
Government? Are we going to be a coalition? You know, what is going to happen? So anyone with a suggestion for Israel, please send it to me.
Okay, so all jokes aside, doesn't it have to be a coalition? It has to be a coalition, otherwise there won't be a government.
Well, we're moving towards a unity government. This seems to be the favored approach. So basically what has happened during the course of the day is the man they call the kingmaker, Avigdor Lieberman, met earlier today with Prime Minister Netanyahu, who's tasked with putting the government together. We don't know what he said in his meeting. We just know it lasted about an hour and there was no solution to that. But we have had several very, very interesting developments, one of which is the head of the Likud party and the current prime minister, Netanyahu, saying that he's willing to consider leadership primaries within the Likud. Now, this is quite a move for Netanyahu, who is known to kind of cannibalize any kind of competition. But I think with the severity of the charges against him, not to mention the threat to Israel in terms of Iran and other entities, if we don't have a government and if we don't start to get to work soon, could have. So he's willing to have that, at which stage his nearest rival, the former Minister of Education, Gideon Sa'ar, tweeted, "I'm ready." I mean, it's like something out of a Game of Thrones. I mean, wow. I don't know if you're a Game of Thrones fan, but this is like, sure. I'm just seeing the dragons and the Khaleesi wig. This is all I can see happening right here.
Except that there's no Khaleesi. It's very male dominated.
There's no Khaleesi. No, I'm not stepping in. No.
At least
not yet. So we've had that and now we have a move towards deciding on a date for Likud primaries. Very, very interesting. Another hugely interesting development today was Yair Lapid. As many of you know, Yair Lapid headed Yesh Atid and they merged with Benny Gantz's Chosen LeYisrael to form the Blue and White or Kahol VeLavan. And the initial agreement when the two parties joined was that they would have a rotation. And Lapid announced today that for the sake of moving forward, for the sake of having a unity government, for the sake of getting this the show on the road, he's willing to forego the rotation, which is a step that's been lauded not just by Benny Gantz, but by the President Rivlin, by Avigdor Lieberman, and by many of us who say that this is a very important and a very noble step. And Gantz in the last hour saying that we could have a government within an hour if Prime Minister Netanyahu steps aside. And he said, I'm going to quote him directly, he said, if he vacates his position, there will be a unity government within an hour. And this is him addressing reporters today at the Knesset and lauding his number two, Yair Lapid. So Netanyahu himself, in addressing Knesset members today, as members were sworn in, who were saying that, you know, while we're not the only government or country that suffers from this problem, we have to find a solution. We cannot have a third round of elections. Any kind of uncertainty does not bode well for Israel from an economic and a security point of view. And he says, this isn't spin, it's not a whim, and it's not Netanyahu's trying to scare us. So, and also in a very rare move, he actually applauded President Rivlin's proposal for a unity government. Also, he referenced Elvis Presley, but hey, Kath, you know.
Where would we be without Elvis? Whether or not he's left the building is completely irrelevant.
Really, oh, cha-ching.
Another story that I want to talk about is a very important story, and obviously it's Israel's leading story. Israel has arrested the terror leader behind the Dolev terror attacks. Remind us about the Dolev terror attacks, when they were, what they were, and then you can tell us what happened in the story.
Okay, so let's rewind the clock back about a month or so ago.
Yep.
Young Rina Schnurb, who was hiking in the Dolev area, which is very, very popular for Tiyul, for hiking. There are several springs there, which people like to swim in, and a explosive device was detonated, killing Rina Schnurb and injuring her father and her brother. And there has been a manhunt underway over the last couple of weeks to try and capture the killers. Well, over the course of the last few days and in the early hours of the morning, the IDF raided several hotspots in Ramallah and arrested the alleged mastermind. And this comes a day after the Ministry of Strategic Affairs, who released their report earlier this year called Terrorists in Suits. You can Google it. It's a very, very interesting reading, which makes the ties between terror organizations and BDS. Well, in the raid this morning, they've captured the mastermind. They've also captured another terrorist involved in the Dolev attack who has ties to BDS. And while the Shin Bet or the Shabak, which is our internal security agency, they're not providing any kind of comment. They are saying that their investigation into this particular cell is ongoing. But they have arrested the mastermind, and I'm sure when things have gone through the Shabak and through the Shabak sensor, more will be made available to the public.
Still an incredible story. I remember this was during, it wasn't Chol HaMoed Pesach.
It wasn't Chol HaMoed Pesach. It was very, very recent. In fact, I remember the day quite significantly because I was doing a walking tour of Never Tzedek. It was the 23rd of August when this attack took place.
It was a Friday. Was it a Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a Friday.
So for anyone who doesn't know, Israelis are very, very into hiking and outdoors and all of that. Friday there is like our Saturday here. Right. So the shops are open. People are preparing for the Sabbath. And of course, Friday night comes Sabbath, but a lot of businesses don't operate on a Friday. So the families who don't work, they usually, it becomes a family day and they go for hikes in the mornings. You know, they go to these little, things called, Mayanot, which are like the Mayans. A Mayan is a spring. Where they've got like these little springs, and I mean the whole attack was bizarre in that it wasn't a very, very populated area. You know,
well, also bizarre because we hadn't seen, it's the first of its kind where an IED has been used in a terror attack. So it set also a very, very frightening precedent.
Yeah, incredible. All right. And very, very quickly, Roline, oh my gosh, it's actually out of time. Yeah, we're going to have to leave it, but maybe next week we can talk about the state of anti-Semitism in the UK, Australia, and the New York City incidents over the holidays.
Well, on this note, I want to wish you Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shuvah Shalom, and we'll speak again on Monday. God bless.